The Tzaddik's words were like a bolt of lightning out of the clear blue sky. The people of Hubitzville were in pure and utter shock. At first, no one moved. As a matter of fact, no one even breathed. One man held his breath for so long, he simply keeled over and fainted.
It's Mr. Knobelvorst!
Mr. Knobelvorst! What about Mr. Knobelvorst?
Yeah, Mr. Knobelvorst! He just fainted! Call Larry Levy, the paramedic! No!
Larry! Mr. Knobelvorst just fainted! Get over here, quick!
Excuse me. Coming through, please. Excuse me, Hatzal's coming through. Please make room. Okay, let's see here. Vitals are fine.
V8 to L32.
Go ahead, V8.
What do you need from the bus?
Just bring up a stair chair with blankets and pillows.
10-4, on my way.
All right, a little smelling salt should do the trick. Right under his nose. Presto! There we go. Fresh as a daisy.
Although Larry Levy, the paramedic, had quickly revived Mr. Knobelvorst, the rest of the crowd simply sat frozen in their seats like statues. The elderly Rav, with the help of his trusted Mishamish Rebendel, slowly got up from his chair and made his way to the exit. As his saintly figure slowly crossed before the crowd, here and there one could hear whimpering and sniffling. As his saintly figure slowly descended the wooden stairs, the whimpering and sniffling grew stronger and stronger. However, the moment thereof left the building, it was like Tzom Gedalia, Asura Betavis, Shiva Osir Betamis, and Tisha B'Av had all fallen out on the same day. The entire shul, including the Ezras Noshim, were crying like babies. As a matter of fact, even the babies were crying like babies. Indeed, Hubitzville was heartbroken. The people were so forlorn. They just sat there in the shul and cried. For quite frankly, they felt as if their life was over. They had been so attached to their Heiliger Rav that they could not imagine life continuing without him. And so the city of Hubitzville just sat there and cried. However, way up front, by the Mizrachwand, the eastern wall of the shul, near the Ohren HaKodesh, huddled together were the board members of Kehillah Kedoshah de Hubitzville. The leaders of the community were having a very animated discussion. Their brows were wrinkled with worry. Their faces showed their anguish. They were doing their very best to come up with a plan, a strategy on how to fix this seemingly hopeless situation. They needed some quiet to discuss the situation, so they slipped into the office right off the main shore.